Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, October the 21st, Wednesday, October the 21st of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time venting, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers and sisters, we want to talk about this one word, demonstration. So the word demonstration, if you look at it, has the word demon in it. So we want to make sure that we all understand that the Khazaglator, that the enemy, some people call Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, Asmodeus, Leviathan, he has many different names. At the end of the day, we need to understand, my brothers and sisters, that the enemy hides in plain sight. So now normal behavior used to be abnormal behavior. So modern-day psychology is yesterday's demonology. Let me make sure that we're all on the same page when we talk about this issue because, again, this is part 3.5, if you will, from the show that we've been doing, the series that I've been doing on how to connect with God. Now, the reason that for the series, as I've been talking about doing the series, and hopefully you're following along in the series and you've listened to part one, part two, and part three, and I do the midday shows to subjugate or to sub for the evening shows. All of the shows go together. So at the conclusion, I'll be able to put it all in a neat package, and I'll be able to email you all 14 shows. Very important that you listen to the entire series. Because as we've been talking about, we talked about yesterday the causality. We talked about at the beginning of how to connect with God, because according to the scripture, the kingdom of God is within. And so since we've been talking about that, something is prohibiting you from connecting to the kingdom of God within you. And so we talked about and we've been going through what Luke 17:21 says when it says the kingdom of God is within. We talked about 1 Corinthians 6:19 when Paul said that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit that is within you. We talked about Matthew 7:13 that says narrow is the road that leads to life and there are few that find it. Talked about the goal is at-one-ment or attainment. Or atonement with God. And so since we've revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified that, something is prohibiting you from connecting with God. And so I had to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify within myself. As you know, on all of my teachings, I don't teach book knowledge. I don't teach theory. I have no disrespect. I'm not saying anything negative about people who teach theory. I just don't do it because that's not my calling. That's not my gift. If I teach you theory, then I'm not being authentic. I'm a didactic teacher. So I teach you the underlying elements, the step-by-step modus operandi of the cosmogator. Unfortunately, in order for me to teach it, I have to experience it. And so one of the things that I need you to understand is the devil, the cosmogator, the enemy, looks for a potential target. Now, how does he connect? Now, we're talking about connecting with God. Yesterday, we talked about the things that the enemy does to disconnect you from God. And so we are following along in that series or that idea that goes in. Not only do we know how to connect with God, but we also have to know how the enemy uses certain things to disconnect us from God. Now, what the enemy does is he looks for what I do, what I used to do when I was underneath this spell. Now, the cosmogator uses demonstration. So demonstration is the enemy's demonic administration, because the word demonstration has the word demonstration in it, demonic administration. So anytime you see someone that is very demonstrative, you are witnessing what you are seeing is modern-day demonology. Unfortunately, nobody studied it. So if I were to tell you what are the attributes of someone who is under the spell or someone who is demonically possessed. Now, remember, the word demon, again, according to dictionary.com or any dictionary, is the ability to know the unknowable. So how did I know? Like, I meet people. How do I know what to do to manipulate people? It's automatic. I don't got to think about it. I don't got to go read no books. Most people don't understand that any kind of a psychopath, sociopath, narcissist individual, egotistical, arrogant, cocky, you know, all of these terms or words is a demonic entity. Now, I'm not going to go through the names of the demons that expresses the energy. What I need you to understand is modern-day emotionalism, modern-day psychologicalism, modern-day psychology is yesterday's demonology. So now the demons have been transformed into psychology. And so what you are experiencing and what you're seeing is demon activity. But you say, oh, that's just Jim Bob. That's just how he acts. So let me make sure we are on the same page, because according to John chapter 44, John 44, it says, you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father. Lust is an emotional expression. So emotions is E, energy, motions, emotion. So psychology, demonology, is demonstration. So I don't know about you, in order to demonstrate something, you usually have to move. You know, if I want you to demonstrate doing a push-up, how do you do it? If I tell you to demonstrate how to eat, you got to do it. So demonstration is demonic administration. So it is the administration of demons. but nobody told us this. Remember the show I did on runes? So right now I am practicing runology. I just understand it, and I just choose to do what the Bible says. I choose to promote a good spell, the gospel, instead of a bad spell, the Luciferian gender. Everybody's going to be a slave. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says you're going to be a slave. You're going to be under a spell. You're going to be a slave to righteousness, right standing, or a slave to sin, living without your diakonia, your destiny. So you can't get off this planet without being manipulated. You're a puppet, so to speak. There are forces. I have a book called The God of Forces that breaks down these gods that uses forces, emotions, to control you. So the Bible says in John 8:44, that you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in truth. So anybody that brings life, I'm sorry, that comes to kill, steal, or destroy, and they don't talk or tell you the truth, it's because, John 8:45, there is no truth in them. When he speaks a lie. He speaks of his own. For he's a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Anybody that comes telling a lie is under the influence of demonic administration, demonology. Now, demons are mostly attracted to certain type of people. Those are the people that we call, at least what I called and what I experienced growing up, vulnerable people. What do I mean by vulnerable? See, certain people are more vulnerable, weak. They got a crack in their armor, and it's easy to exploit them. We say children are vulnerable. We say that the elderly are vulnerable. We say that the handicapped are vulnerable. It's just like a computer. Certain computers are more vulnerable to computer viruses than other computers. So what type of computers are vulnerable to a computer virus? The computer that doesn't have an antivirus software. So what I am providing you today is the anti-demonic software. So you are vulnerable to demonic activity if you don't recognize demonic activity. As I talked about on yesterday's show, the number one thing of causality is awareness. Since you are not aware that certain behavior that you or somebody you know may be demonstrating demon administration, you think this is normal. So now abnormal has become normal. And so now we are vulnerable, we are weak, we are unable to protect ourselves against spiritual attack. Because this spiritual, demonic spiritual attack comes in the form of, and it seeks out weak people, spiritually weak, meaning that you don't have no Christ esteem, you lack Christ consciousness, you don't have a certain disposition. That disposition is the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. What does it look like? Are you a peacemaker? Are you a giver? Are you a selfless individual? Are you a humanitarian? Are you naturally authentic? Are you a highly empathetic and compassionate person? If so, you are a magnet for demonic activity. You are a magnet for people because those qualities are what attract energy vampires. Now, those are wonderful qualities, but unfortunately for demonic entities, they lurk and they look for people who are selfless givers. They look for people who basically are empathetic. They look for people who are understanding, who are kind and loving, and they exploit these gifts. And so the enemy, again, uses certain things. One of the things I call is called pixel bombing. Now, brothers and sisters, this is very, very important because this disconnects you from God. Pixel bombing is when someone will flood you with images. Those images are images that appeal to you. Or it could be runes. Runes are letters. So if someone that you know are always emailing you and they emotionally connect with you, they are what they are pixel bombing. It's called pixel bombing. The Bible says you should have no graven image, no pixels before me. So someone is putting pictures. They may send you pictures of themselves. They may send you pictures of their genitalia. They may send you pictures of their loved ones. They may send you, if you like children, And these energy vampires meet your energy. They need you to observe them. Nothing is real until it is observed. So there are certain people that demand your attention. You know anybody like that? Now, I'm not saying that everybody that's an attention hound is under demonic activity or spells, even though they are, but I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to let you see for yourself. Because they're going to hoard your attention. They are always angry. They will be very, very angry when you don't give them your attention. How do I know? I used to be one. So I'm not talking about theory. I'm not talking about something I read of a book. This used to be me. And if I'm not careful, I shrink back into it. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. Now remember, number one sign that you are talking to a demon. Now the person that's under demonic activity, you think they know? So the whole time I was under the possession, if you want to use that word, under the influence. Now remember, a demon is a ruling disposition, period. What does that mean? A demon simply is a group of thoughts. It is a thought form entity. It doesn't have a body. It's looking for a body. And so demons are a group of related thoughts. Now the Bible says that you can have a spirit of lust. You can have a spirit of, there's a lot of different spirits. These spirits are ruling disposition. They want to override your disposition. They want to override your godly character with demonic character. How do they do it? Pixel bombing. Pixel bombing. That means they use runes. They write you a bunch of letters. So really, pictures is number one. Letters is number two, words. So somebody always telling you something. Now remember, when someone charming you, they are harming you. Drop the C. So if I come up to you and every time I see you, I've got to say something flattering to you, that's demonic. So flattery, brothers and sisters, regardless of how authentic it is, because I should be able to speak to your spirit, not to your flesh. I don't care how beautiful you are. If I only see your exterior beauty, that's demonic. Now, the person doing it doesn't know it. So you don't go off on them. You pray for them. And you are number one. Now, remember, the number one way to connect with God, we talked about on yesterday's show, awareness. Awareness of yourself, brother. Awareness of yourself, sister, not somebody else. So first thing, pixel bombing. Second thing is runic or runology. We talked about that on yesterday's show. That disconnects you from God. What are runes? Letters, again, were originally written in blood. Blood then was transferred to ink. Now when you write, why do you use an ink pen? Why do you use a pixel, a pencil? The Bible says you say, I have no graven image before me. That's pixel. Again, don't take my word for it. Look it up in the Greek and in the Hebrew. So letters ain't letters. Letters means let her in. Who's her? It's a succubus and an incubus, female demons. Now, every emotion has a demon attached to it. Don't believe me? Go to dictionary.com. I'm sorry, Google. Type in. Well, again, very dangerous to look at the letters of a demonic name or to say the name. Because when you say the name of the demon, you summon the demon. Very dangerous to even look at the symbols of a demon. Because according to hieroglyphics, why when people go to Egypt and they look at the hieroglyphics in Egypt, they come back changed. When you look at the hieroglyphics, it changes you on a DNA level. So when you look at the symbols of the demon changes, or he has the ability to change your DNA. That's why it's dangerous. So there are 72 demons. They got 72 names, and each one of them is attached to an emotion. So you think emotions, so you got somebody does something to you, you have an emotional response, and you are angry. There's a demon that has a name. His job is to be the entity in motion. The word emotion means energy in motion. Energy is entity. So you think emotion is just an emotion? You think it's just chemical? We don't understand the spirituality behind the chemistry. You are a biological, electrical, chemical being. You are a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. But what spirit do you have, brother? What spirit do you have, sister? Modern-day demonology is yesterday's psychology. Today's psychology is yesterday's demonology. And so the next thing that the enemy uses is what is called love bombing. I love this one because people don't, you know, women, this always happens to women. So you meet this new guy, man, this knucklehead is buying you presents. Man, he's in your face every day, all day. He's telling you how great you look. He's telling you all just and the other because the enemy wants an emotional response, period. He wants your energy. Why? Part two of connecting with God, you got to give your energy to God. What is God? Good, old-fashioned discipline. What is God? God-ordained diakonia. What is God? God-ordained discipleship. So if you don't have your diakonia, you don't have no discipline, and you can't be a disciple. The devil knows that, so the devil steals your energy because your energy is your entity. It allows you to manifest or animate yourself. So he wants to animate your body. So what he does is he brings some knucklehead into your life like me, and this knucklehead shows up and he tells you how great you are. Because he's dropping, he understands the game, or, like me, he's just a imp, little devil, that uses EMP to be a PIMP. So a IMP, imp, little devil, uses EMP, electromagnetic pulse, that means voice, electromagnetic pulse, to be a PIMP, a pimp. Now, everybody knows what a pimp is, right? A pimp exploits women, but how do he do it? A pimp identifies with the woman's vulnerabilities, which should be good. Now, if you are a loving and compassionate person, shouldn't that be a good attribute? Not for demons. That's what they look for. So this is their modus operandi. After the next thing after that comes what I call mirroring. Mirror. M-I-R-R-O-R. Mirror. I-N-G. Mirroring. Wow. Brothers, sisters, these entities mirror your behavior because you like people who are like you. We all do. So they tailor their responses to mesh with your deepest hidden desires. Now, how do they know that's your deepest desire? Remember the definition of the word demon. The ability to know the unknowable. So the demons know your deepest desire. So they infiltrate somebody, and that person subconsciously, they don't even know because, number one, to connect with God, you got to be aware. But since you're not aware of your behavior because you never sit down and analyze it, I ask you, well, I would say, why do you do what you do? You go to church every Sunday. You've been going to church every Sunday for 30 years. Why? Well, brother, that's what the Bible says. Forsake not the assembling together of the saints. Really? Did you look at the definition of what those words mean in the Greek? Spirit. God is spirit. God says to assemble spiritually. Now, can you assemble physically? Absolutely. Should you assemble together physically? Absolutely. But know why you're doing it. You're doing it because iron sharpens iron. You do it so that way you can encourage each other, build each other up in the holy faith. That is why you assemble. You don't assemble together to learn. You already know. Why? The Bible says, which I just read, according to the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 21, the kingdom of God is within you. According to 1 Corinthians 6:19, you are the temple that the Holy Spirit dwells in. It doesn't dwell outside of you. It's in you. That's what the Bible that I read tells me. The kingdom of God is within. So therefore, if I need something, guess where I'm going to look? Within. It is this inner spiritual journey that begins with you taking responsibility for your life. Because if you don't take responsibility, guess who will? The cosmogrator. So this word demons, again, it is a passion or an influence, usually evil. So when we see the word demon, again, it means demonstration. So anytime you see somebody that is very, very demonstrative, that's why acting is so dangerous. You know, actors have to get into character. Now, I went to college. I was going to be an actor until I remember I took my first theater lessons at St. Philip College here in San Antonio, Texas. I went to a class, and we was getting ready to do a musical. We all got together. We held hands, and then we said, let's kind of get into character. I said, excuse me? Yeah, we're getting ready to get into character. How do we get into character? We summon the spirit of the character to come over us. I go, excuse me? So my acting coach told me how to get into character. I said, yeah, let me go ahead. And the acting is not for me. I want to be an actor. but that just wasn't in my, it wasn't in the cards for me, because Satan uses the truth. Please hear me, Father, touch the minds of your people. Satan uses the truth, but eventually it propagates a lie. It is always subtle, because that is the only way he can promote his deception. He uses a network of deception through demonic forces, and he dupes people. He promotes false doctrines in the name of God. So the devil is going to come to you as an angel of light, just like it says in 2 Corinthians. He's going to appear to you as good old-fashioned discipline. He's going to appear to you as your God-ordained diaconia. He's going to appear to you as your God-ordained discipleship. He will say, hey, pick up your cross, deny yourself, pick up me, and follow me. That's how he is the anti-God. Anti means in place of, not against. So Satan has the power of influence and binding. He binds the minds of people. That's what 2 Corinthians 4:4 says. See, he prevents the gospel from entering into your heart. So it falls upon stony ground. How does he do that? He speaks through fortune telling. He speaks to you through cults. He speaks to you through false preachers. He speaks to you through false apostles. How do I know? I used to be one. So 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 says, for such men are false apostles, deceiving the workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. No wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it is not surprising if his servants are disguised, and they disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, whose end will be according to their deeds. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. Number one, pixel bombing. Number two, runology. Number three, love bombing. Overwhelming false love. Know how you can know it's false? It's always self-gratifying. Somebody comes to you and they tell you they love you, and they're doing everything that looks like love, but at the end of the day, they benefit and you don't. See, love doesn't seek its own. Number four, mirroring. They're going to mirror your behavior. They're going to do everything like you, and they're going to appear, because everybody wants to be with somebody like them. And so they're going to come across you, put your hand on your chin, they put their hand on you. You scratch your left ear, they scratch your left ear. You love bowling, they love bowling. You like, you know, watch Lifetime movies, they like to watch Lifetime movies. All of a sudden, you met your soulmate. You think, wow, this person has been what I've been looking for all my life. He likes the same thing I like. It's called mirroring. They are attaching to the inert weakness that is within you. And what is the most important thing that you must wrap your brain around, brothers and sisters, if you don't get anything else? It's so important, because they never show vulnerabilities. Why do you think I air out my dirty laundry? The devil never wants you to know what I'm just telling you. That is why I get attacked all the time. That is why I'm hanging on by a shoestring right now. The devil's only job, his only weapon, is secrecy. Every demon hides in the shadows. Shine a light on him. You want to see a demon go off? Expose him. Your silence empowers him. How am I empowered? I am empowered when I do bad things and nobody says nothing. Nobody challenges me. Nobody calls me out. Why? Hell, nobody even knows. Because most people don't know demonic activity when it shows up. So if a devil demon shows up at your house, would you know it? You know how I know you won't know? Because he's going to come exactly like you've been praying for. The devil always, because he is a mimicker. He mimics. He's a mim. He's a professional mimicker. He has the ability to transform himself into whatever you want. So whatever you're praying for, the devil's listening. And then he presents that to you. And you accept it. Because it's false. It's fake. If something is too good to be true, yeah, it is. You see, brothers and sisters, the number one vulnerability that the devil has, that I have, and that people who are like me, is insecurity. We are afraid of being exposed. That is why I come on Blog Talk Radio and I expose myself. Why? I'm getting the devil out. I'm not waiting for nobody to lay hands on me, nobody to pray for me. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. So I don't want to play with the devil no more. So every time I pray, I say, God, do you guys know what I do all day? I ask the Father to show me me. How do you connect with God? That's what the series is about. That's what you paid for. Now, this is just a free intro that we're going to be talking about in deeper. So, because demonstration, everything that people do is a mirror of you. Now, brothers and sisters, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I got to tell you the truth. Because unfortunately, you may be under demonic activity right now. Do you feel insecure? Are you afraid that the rest of the world will think less of you if they know who you really are? Are you incapable of true decency without having some kind of underlying scheme that benefits you? Do you need constant ego stroking? Do you need constant energy? Now, see, I go to the gym, especially I used to go to the gym, take my shirt off, throw about, you know, 3 or 4 45-pound plates on each side, make a bunch of noise and lift weights. Why? Throw around a bunch of weights. Why did I do that back in the day? Why? I have to be seen. Demons have to be seen. They are insecure. They are afraid that if you see the real them, you will know them. So what they do is they express something that they know you want to see. How do they know it? How did I know what other people wanted? I don't know. I just knew it. Now I know how I knew it. Because the word demon means genius. It means the ability to know the unknowable. So I got to be very, very careful, brothers and sisters, because I walk a very fine line. Because the same degree that the pendulum swings to the left, the pendulum also swings to the right. That's what happened to me about a year ago. So these last 2 months, I had to put myself in time out. I asked the Father, Father, how did I get in this position? You are the influence. No, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, you're filled with the Spirit. It's just not holy. So I had to ask the Father, show me me. And I did the show already on trust and humility. Because, see, I was an egotistical maniac. I needed to be seen. And so I was doing things knowingly or unknowingly. Still doesn't matter because I got a trail of hurt people. And when I look back, I realize that I was not oscillating and vibrating in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Everything stems from insecurity. So, brothers and sisters, when you are going out, first of all, look at yourself. Are you insecure? Why are you insecure? Are you afraid of exposure? Are you afraid if the rest of the world see the real you, they're not going to like you? See, that's the mind game that the enemy does. He's mind effing you as we speak. That is why I don't care what flowers you got. Hey, I cheated on my wife. Okay, I lied on, you know, years ago. I lied on my income tax. I used to abuse my children. Physically abuse my children. I'm not proud of it, but guess what? Devil cannot hold it over my head no more. He cannot make me feel less than because of the fact that I'm exposing him, and I'm going to expose how I cheated on my wife. I'm going to expose the tactics because the devil doesn't want you to know his most operandi. So every show I do, what do you think I do for a living? I come on here and I expose the devil. Do you think he's happy about that? Not at all. So I need your prayers, brothers. I need your prayers so that the true Christians, the true Christians who really believe in the God of gods and the Father of lights, because we are all under the spell of the Cosmogrator. That's what the book of Revelation says. The Bible says that snake, that old dragon, who deceives the whole world. Now, let me ask you a question. I just heard a preacher say this Sunday, blew my mind. First, he started off as a snake in the garden, and he ended up as a dragon in the book of Revelations. How did he change? Read in the garden, what was he? He was a snake. Read Revelations 12:9. What is he now? He's a dragon. How did he go from being a snake to a dragon? How did I go from being a man of God to a man of the devil? Think about it for a second. How do you go from being a snake to being a dragon? Feed him. Feed him. Get a snake. Feed that snake. That snake turns into a big dragon. So you get somebody and you feed the flesh. That flesh turns into ego. Starve him. Kill him. Cut him off. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee. If you feed the devil, he will grow. My brothers and sisters, that growth disconnects you from God. Tonight, 7 p.m., we continue with part three or four. This part, now we already talked about part one, which is, again, authentic awareness. Tonight, brothers and sisters, we got to go further down the trail. We talk about the need to take responsibility, to look within. We got to, again, after you establish something's there, now you got to attach to your niche, your dear Kinnear, because as we talked about, that destroys the conflagration. Why? Exposure to light destroys darkness. Exposure to your dear Kinnear empowers you with discipline, which makes you a disciple. The three D's, we will break them down tonight at 7 p.m. Again, if you haven't paid for the series, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make that $100 donation so you can get, now again, all 14 hours at the conclusion. I'm doing 7 hours free so people can know what they're missing. And then we do 7 hours that's not free. When you combine them, you get the entire series. My brothers and my sisters, this is Doc. Used to be called Master Teacher 33. Just call me Brother Will. We're going to expose the devil because I'm going to expose myself because I'm tired of being the devil's whipping boy. I'm tired of hurting people. I'm tired of operating in error. It's time to get my shiznits together. I hope you feel the same way, and I hope that you're ready to go to the next level by getting yourself studied to show yourself approved unto God, not men. My brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You